And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. True Christians don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk. The Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 7 verses 21 through 23 said, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?" And then Jesus in verse 23 said, "I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Here you see it. The true Christians are those who do the will of the Father, and they're the ones who will enter the kingdom of heaven. So friend, if heaven is your goal, holiness must be your lifestyle. I invite you to listen to the continuation of the message as we continue to examine this very important subject, the pursuit of holiness.
Jesus saved you and me so that we can stop doing wrong and start doing right. He saved us so that we can stop practicing lawlessness and we should start practicing righteousness. That's what holiness is. Look at what the word of God says in 1 John chapter 2, 29. He said, "If you know that he is righteous," that is, God is righteous, "you know that everyone who practices righteousness," not everyone who says Jesus is their Lord. He says, "everyone who practices righteousness is born of him." The Lord told me, he said, there are many professing Christians in the church today, very few practicing ones. And the Lord said in Matthew chapter 7, from the mouth of Jesus himself, it is not the professing Christians that will make heaven. It is only the practicing ones. It is not those that say Jesus is their Lord alone that will make it. It is those who stop doing wrong because Jesus is their Lord. He said in one place, said, "If I'm your Lord, why don't you do the things that I say? If you say he is your Lord and Savior, why do you willfully and intentionally violate his word?" Now, I'm not saying that you are all of a sudden perfect, you don't make mistakes. But what the Lord is saying, 1 John 1, immediately you notice you sin, Holy Ghost convicts you, you repent of it and you move on. But that's not what we see today. We see Christians making a practice of sin. And then they have this hook of grace. That's an incomplete, incorrect, and you need to know something, that a half-truth is worse than an outright lie. So understand that as a Christian, you are saved to practice righteousness. Because the Lord told me, it is not the professing Christians that just say Jesus is their Lord that will make heaven, but it is only the practicing ones. Matthew 7, the Lord said, 21, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." The one who just says is professing. But the one who says and does is practicing. Tell your neighbor, which one are you? Are you a practicing Christian? Or you are a professing Christian? Then talk to your own self. Say, which one am I? Holy Spirit, expose me to me today. Which one am I, practicing or professing? Tell yourself, from today on, I will be a practicing Christian. Because only practicing Christians will make it. That is the truth of the matter. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Then Jesus said, 22, many will say to me in that day, many. Many will be in for a rude shock. That will not be a portion in Jesus' name. He said many. Can you see? Jesus did not even say a few. He said many. That's why Pastor Toya and I were not interested in just having a mega church. Now we're going to have a mega church. It's inevitable. We're going to have a mega church because God has sent us to take over the city, take over the state, take over the country. Yes, the end of the world for him. However, much more important than having a mega church is having churches of true disciples. I've shared with you one vision one time that, you know, a pastor, out of his 1,000 that he was pastoring, only 100 people made it. That is a revelation that he was given so that they should sit up. But our goal as your under shepherds is that every one of you make it together with us. Because, I mean, just face it. Of what use is your life if you end it in hell? Worse yet, of what use is your life if you spend your life coming to church but just being a professing Christian? Not one really doing, walking, talking and walking the walk. So you lost out on enjoyment here and then you lose. That will not be your portion of mine in Jesus' name. We have to take God seriously. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name. And then Jesus said, I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I tell you, no one who practices lawlessness can say they're a true Christian. It's just self-deception. True born-again Christians do not keep on sinning. They don't rebuild what Jesus came to destroy. Bible says in 1 John 3, Jesus, for this purpose, he was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, to destroy sin in our life. So does it make sense that we should keep building and indulging in what Jesus came to destroy? The reason why he destroyed it is so we don't continue in it. And that is why, in God's eyes, the one that is a true Christian is the one that is pursuing holiness. The one that is making a practice, a full-time job of living a holy life. Jesus saved you and me so that we can abandon our old way of life and begin to walk in the newness of his holy, righteous life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is what? A new creature. Old things are passed away. Adultery is passed away. Fornication is passed away. Lying is passed away. It will amaze you how many Christians lie. Lying is passed away. Fornication is passed away. Clubbing is passed away. Indecent dressing is passed away. Indecent talk is passed away. And all things have become new. And then it continues in verse 18. It says, all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And so that's what I told you last time, that complete holiness is staying away from sin and actively preaching the gospel. So there you have it. All things are passed away, and also he has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Then verse 20 now says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. So if we say we are Christians, on a regular full-time basis, we must practice righteousness and we must actively be pleading with unbelievers to give their life to Christ. You can't claim to be a Christian and be indifferent to the preaching of the gospel. You are under obligation. There was a man Jesus healed, a crazy man, out of which he cast out legion of demons. And like many Christians today, After Jesus healed him, he just wanted to camp with Jesus and continue to enjoy the blessings. And Jesus said, no, go back to your friends. Go to your whole city. Go tell them how God has had compassion upon you. And the Bible tells us that that man obeyed and he won so many people to Christ. And he's telling you the same thing. We all have a story, some more dramatic than others. But the reason why God saved us out of whatever it is he saved us from is so that we can go back to people in the world and preach the gospel to them.
Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto Him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask Him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow Him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. We believe you've been truly been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you'd like to be added to our mailing list for news about upcoming broadcasts, please feel free to email knowinggodradio@gmail.com. That's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. You may also email your prayer requests and prayer reports of how God has blessed you by this program to this address. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church and inspirational ministry resources, please visit our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org.
I want to know.